previous shiur, we've been discussing when exactly the moment of Avelus begins. We pointed out that there are really multiple different times when Avelus may start. 99% of the time it starts at the time of Kvur, that's under normal circumstances. Then we had the possibilities of Avelus starting at slightly different times. If you have people who are not going along to the Kvura, so then Avelus can start for them at the time of Chazaras Panim, when they turn their faces back. We even had some of the very strange cases of there's no body altogether, and you give up hope of burying. That's when the veil starts. So there is an idea in halacha that you can have different starting times. Now we move on to the next part of the sugya. What if you have different aveilim who are having different starting times? You have within the same mace, the same person died, and some people are potentially starting shiva at one time, and some are starting shiva at another time. How does that play out? Do the two eventually merge together and they fuse together to become one unit, or is there such an idea you can have actually different people for different from different family members for the same mace having different counts of shiva? So the sugi begins in Maseches Ma'akotah with the following shaila, a shaila that, although the Gemara takes up a lot of a discussion, the Risham takes up a lot of discussion, Lamais is almost not relevant to Bizman Hazeh. The case that the Gemara discusses is as follows, that you have a person passed away, and all the relatives in town who are around, so they participate in the Kfura, bury him, and they start counting Shiva, and in the middle of counting Shiva, then all of a sudden another person comes, not much from nowhere, comes from left field, another relative comes, and we're living in the time of pre-modern day communication. He had no idea. Mamish didn't know. It just happened to... He walks into town and he finds out that his relative died and his other relatives are sitting shiva. So what does he do? So what is the halacha in that case? Again, this marazel, it's almost not possible that's going to happen. But in the olden days, it was very, very shy. So a person comes back, he's coming back from a big trip overseas, and he walks into town and he sees that his family's sitting shiva. So what's the din? Where does he begin? How does he fit into the shiva? So at first glance, shiva should begin for him at the moment that he hears, because the halacha is that if a person wasn't at the kvura, so then the shashmua is like the kvura. So let's say there weren't any other relative. So he's the only relative, and he gets a message that his relative died and he was buried already. It's 5 days, 5 days ago. So the halacha is he starts right then and there. So he starts his count of shiva right then. So he doesn't start on day five; he starts on day one. So the chora. In this case, it should be obvious. The Avelim...
He starts in day five.
No. He starts in day five, but he counts it as day one.
It's his first day.
Right. He counts it as day one. So, at first glance, the halacha should play out as follows. If a Reuven dies, so most of Reuven's relatives are sitting shiva in New York, so they were all present at the Kvura, so they're up to day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, whatever day they're up to. Now all of a sudden, Reuven's brother comes walking in from China, so he finds out that Reuven dies, so Chora, the din should be, so now he starts, day one, day two, day three, etc. Alright, so the first set of Avelim up to day five, and he's up to day one, so what? What's the difference? Why should that be a problem? That's what the starting point of the halacha should be. So comes the Gemara, Ma'akot with the Chiddush, and the Gemara says that sometimes the brother who walks in the middle can become Botel, can become secondary, can become Tofel to the first group's count. Under what circumstances does the subsequent Avel become Botel? Does he become part of the original count? And now he gets a freebie. He starts Avelus literally starts on day five. Means for him now, the first day is day five. He only has to sit shiva for a day and a half. What are the necessary conditions for this halacha to take place? The Gemara says a few things have to happen. So first of all, this relative who's walking in has to be what's called the Bami Machum Karov. He has to be somebody who's coming from not that far away. He has to be somebody who we could have kind of envisioned as part of the Shiva all along. He's not that far away. If he comes, Mamish, from China, all of a sudden, Machum, boom, here he comes on day five, that's too far for him to become part of the original count. But if he comes with Machum Karov, then it's all right. What's considered to be a Machum Karov? So the Gemara doesn't say explicitly, do we shut him say? It means within a day's journey. He was only a day away from everybody else. If he's 5 days away, that's too far. If he's 1 day away, then it's okay. Then the post will have a further discussion. How do you calculate days? Does days mean the way you walk? Or does day mean the way you drive? Days means the way you fly? Yeah, those are nuances. Those are more modern-day applications of the Shaila. But the basic halacha has to be what's called Bami Machum Karov. The Rif says that the reason why you have to have Bami Machum Karov is it has to be within a day, is that the person, in theory, could have joined up on the first day of Avelus. Remember, according to the opinion of some Rishonim, the first day of Avelus is the real Avelus. That's the Avelus Deraisa. So according to the Rif, it's that first day that's carrying the weight. So if the person was within a day's journey, so in theory, even if he would have found out right away, he could have theoretically made it within the day. So then we can kind of, say he's part of the original group. But if he's so far away, he couldn't have made it anyway on the first day. Even if he would have gotten the message that the person died, it still would have taken him more than a day to get there. So then maybe you can't view him anymore as being part of the original group. So that's, again, maybe that's alumnus, maybe not. But that's the din. It has to be Bavim Macham Karov. The second halach is that when the new Avil comes, so he has to find the original group still sitting Shiva. What does it mean? Let's say he walks in and he finds they're already up to day 15. They're already here for through Shloshim. So then you can't say he becomes part of their account. Cut into the account means he's not going to sit Shiva altogether. That can't be. So the Gemara says that the only time that the secondary Avelim could come and join the primary, the original Avelim, is only if the original Avelim is still sitting Shiva. What does it mean they're still sitting Shiva? So that's the Machlekes HaTanoim. So Rabbi Shimon says it means they're just sitting Shiva. They're anywhere in the middle of the count of Shiva. When does the count of Shiva end? On the seventh day. So according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as they still haven't finished their Avelis on the seventh day, that's still called technically within Shiva. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon. The Chachamim say no. That even though it's true that a person sits Shiva for 7 days, but the breakdown of 7 days is really into two categories. There's the first 3 days of Shiva, and then the subsequent days of Shiva. The first 3 days of Shiva are the Iker Shiva. That's what's called the Yimei Bechi. Those are the days when a person is literally crying. Those, the halachas of Shiva, are slightly more chomer during the first 3 days than in the subsequent days. Practically speaking for us, there's almost no existence of these distinctions. Halacha l'maisa, there's almost nothing at all of a real difference in the first 3 days and the subsequent days. But in lumdus and in certain unique extenuating circumstances, there are certain differences. So the mashal, the Rishonim write, basically, the Gemara said, it's my katan, if you have a person who is mefarnes from tzedakah, a person mamish has no money whatsoever, he can't make anything, and so normally an oval is not permitted to work during the entire Shiva. So the Gemara says that they gave a special leniency for someone who's mispinus from tzedakah to work after the first 3 days. Because otherwise, it's a tzarcha tzibur. He won't be able to make money. The tzibur is going to have to support him even more. So after the first 3 days, they would make it to let him go to work. So that's where this mistaken, I can't use it a phrase, mistaken practice, mistaken minute came from. But in certain circles, there was this certain not from versions of our Torah mitzvahs. So there was this idea that, well, you just sit Shiva for 3 days. That's it. The notion of quote-unquote sitting Shiva for 3 days has its roots in halacha, albeit the way it was applied in modern-day America 100 years ago was clearly shalakei halacha. But there is such a theoretical difference between the first 3 days versus the next 4 days. So the Chachamim responded back to Rabbi Shimon that the only time that the new Avil can become part of the original Avelim, it's not enough for him to come back within the Shiva. He has to come and join them within the main part of the Shiva. If he comes and catches them in the first 3 days of Shiva, so that's considered to be bottled to the original count. They're the first set of Avelim, they're already on the way out. They're ready up to day five. They're already one foot out the door. So then that's not considered to be enough of sitting Shiva for the new Avil to become part of their count. So that's the second condition that the Gemara puts on it. So again, so the first condition was, it has to be Bavim Macham Karov. The new relative has to be not all that far to begin with. The second condition is he has to catch them in the middle of Shiva. Then he had a machlekes atenoim, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. What's called in the middle of Shiva? The middle of Shiva means up till day seven. What's in the middle of Shiva? Have to be even more chomer, has to be dafka within the first 3 days. The Gemara says that on this second condition, so we don't paskin like the Rabbanan, even though normally we have a rule of yachet v'rab, malachik v'rabim. But in Hilchas Avelus, we have a cloud called Halachah Devar Makeh Ba'Avil. Now, we tend to always be lenient in Hilchas Avelus Shailas. There's a Machlokes and Rishonim, whether that principle of Halachah Devar Makeh Ba'Avil, is that true only by Machlokes and the Tanoim? It means this was a cloud that had a path in Shailas and Tanoim. The Tanoim had many, many principles, and many principles the Gemara develops. How do you be Machari? How do you decide what the Halach is in different Shittas and Tanoim? So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Halach Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Halach Rabbi Yossi. They have different Gemaras in Masechet Erevin that discuss all the Klali HaPsak in terms of how do you know how to be Machari, how do you know how to decide in Machlok Gezat Tanoim. So one of the Klali that was given was Halach Kedivir HaMekab HaOvil. That one of the Echorim Chavaziyar has in the Tshuva, he doesn't know how these klolim developed, who made these klolim exactly, but the Gemara has the klolim. The Gemara says the Farish. Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Alach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Alach Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Alach Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says these are the basic klolim, unless every once in a while the Gemara itself will say there's an exception to this rule. So some of the Rishonim learned that one of the klolim in Klali HaPsak and the Tanoim was Alach Kedivir HaMekab HaOvil. But let's say you have a shayla that's not a machlekes atanoim. You have a machlekes between between Reb Moshe and the Rav about some shayla chazavelos. So you can't say a lochka divrei make a avil. It's not a klal followed all of Psach Halacha. Halacha Divya Mekel Avil is only a principle how to decide halachas when the Tanoim have a machlokes. And other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say Halacha Divya Mekel Avil means that you always have a right to be making luchos avelos. It doesn't matter whether it's a machlokes Tanoim, Amoraim, maybe even a machlokes Rishonim, Achronim. That's a shaila in terms of this principle. But at least vis-a-vis Tanoim, everybody agrees that there is a klal called Halacha Divya Mekel Avil. Therefore, we pass in halacha in this wild case. The one group of avelim are sitting shiva. Now, a new guy walks in; and he had no idea. He didn't hear about the death, and now he wants to link up to the avelos. So, as long as you find, as long as the person finds the original avelim within shiva, even though it's not within the first 3 days, that's also okay. So then, the Gemara throws in a third condition in order for this halacha to kick in for the new avelim to join the original avelim. It has to be that one of the original avelim is what's called the gadol habayis. He's the main player of the avelos. He's the one in charge. He's the gadol habayis. If he's the gadol habayis, so that he's calling the shots. So now if somebody else walks in, so they become bottled to his count. If the new guy is the gadol habayis, so how's he going to become bottled to the original guys? The original guys are not the mainstay of the avelos. What exactly constitutes a gadol habayis? That's also a question in the Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim say the gadol habayis is defined as the person who's pretty much in charge of the money. Means the guy's writing the checks. So the person who's in charge of paying for the funeral, the guy's in charge of dividing up the arusha, the guy who's in charge of everything, he's the one who's stepping up to the plate. He's the one who's considered to be the halacha gadol habayis. So you have three conditions that are necessary in order for this halacha to be put into place. One is you have to be bavim b'chum karov, within the day's journey, whatever that means. The second is you have to come within the shiva, whatever exactly that means. And the third is you have to have a gadol habayis present originally, whatever that means. So we have three conditions. We're not 100% sure what any of these conditions mean practically. We're not going to spend too much time on it, because l'maisa, this case, although it appears in Shulchan Aruch, it's almost non-existent, b'zman hazeh, because this halacha is all presupposing that the new avil is coming, and he didn't know anything. He had no clue what happened. He walks into town, he comes back from a 10-year trip overseas, and all of a sudden, Baruch Habo, he realizes that his family's in the middle of sitting shiva. So again, highly unlikely, modern-day communication, for that to actually happen. The case that does happen, much more common today, is the next line of the Gemara. After this sugya, then the Gemara raises the next question. Then the Gemara says, what would the din be in the following scenario? Halach gadol habayis l'beis hakvaros mahu. What if you have a case where somebody dies, and the gadol habayis goes along, that means the main person goes along to the beis hakvaros itself, he goes to bury the maize, and then he comes back, and now what? How does the count of shiva play out? So, what in the world does it mean? What's the case exactly? So, we're going to assume the case is the way Taisus presents the case, the Rabban, the way probably most of the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim present the case. The case is as follows. The second case of the Gemara is fundamentally different than the first case in the following in very critical detail. In the first case that we just spent 20 minutes talking about, when the new person comes and he wants to join the count, he wasn't here before. He had no idea the person died. He mamish walked in from China, and here I am, Baruch Habu, I want to join, he wants to join up the avelos. That was the first case. So there, Chazal threw a lot of conditions at you. It has to be Bobby Mechum Karov, and it has to be a gadol habayis there, and it has to be, you have to find them in the middle of shiva, whatever that means. All the conditions that were necessary, because here you have a guy who had no shaykhas before, he's mamish a newcomer, he wants to become bottled to the original count without ever having been part of the saga all along. So that's a very, very big chiddush. You have to have all those conditions to be met. Here, it's a different story of the Gamri that Rishonim explained. Here, Reuven dies, and his whole family's here. They're all with him. They're all there at the time of the Misa. They're all taking care of the maids. And now, one of the people, or multiple, the Avelim, some of the Avelim, decide to escort the maids off to the Beis HaKvaros. So we already know that what's the halacha when a person escorts someone to the Beis HaKvaros? So those people are left behind, begin the avelos right then and there, from Achzoras Panim, once they turn back from the gates of the city, or the modern day application, they turn back from the airport. So the people who remain behind begin right now. But the avelim who are going along do not start yet. The avelim who are going along, they're going to start their count at the time of the Kvura. So that's what the Gemara is picking up on as follows. If that's the way the scenario plays out, say in the olden days, somebody dies in Bavel, so they're escorting the maize to Eretz Yisrael. So the relatives who stay behind start the count right now. The relatives who go along to Eretz Yisrael will start the count in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Kvura. If everybody stays put, nobody reconvenes again, so good, so you have two different counts. So one group is up to day four, one group is up to day two. What's the difference? No contradiction. That's the way the halacha should play out. But what if that original person who went along to the Beis HaKvaros decides to come back? So the days of the Gemara, it probably wasn't all that common. He's going to come back. He's going to come back from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel. So it'll take him another month to get back. But what if it's not that far? And the Avelim who went along to escort the Mace, so they theoretically started their Avelos 2, 3, 4, 5 days later than everybody else. And now they come back and they want to know, hey, once we come back, can we rejoin the original relatives and shave off a couple of days off the Shiva? That's the Gemara Shaila. It's a whole different Shaila. Lagamri different Shaila. In the first case in the Gemara, the new relative is coming. He wasn't part of the whole story. He didn't know anybody died. That's a different story. Here, not only did he know somebody died, he was the one who escorted the mace to the Beis HaKvaros. So when he's going to the Beis HaKvaros, and now he wants to come back 2 days later, and he wants to say, hey, he just joined back his family, and lo and behold, his family's up to day four, and he's only up to day two. So he says, maybe I can cut off a couple of days. Maybe I can join the original family. So comes the Gemara and raises that shaila. What's the din? And the Gemara says, it depends. It depends when he returns. If he returns within the first 3 days of Avelos, so then he can join up to their count. So let's say if the original relatives are up to day three, and he comes back later in the afternoon of the Kvura, so he's in theory up to day one, then he cuts off 2 days. Then it becomes up to, jumps the clock, and becomes day three. But if they're ready up to day five, that's too late. Up to day five, ready too late. It's past the 3 eager days of Avelos, then you can no longer join onto the bandwagon. That's what the Gemara says. Again, so the Gemara raises the Shiloh. What's the din? And the Gemara concludes, it depends when he returns. So we have a major, major machlikis. We've shown him what to do, how to read this Gemara, what in the world the Gemara means, what the conclusion of the Gemara is. A major machlekes in the Rishon, a major machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch, and a major machlekes ad hayom hazeh within our communities, within different psachim, different rabbanim, on this very case, which is the very, very common scenario of bizman hazeh, what the final outcome is. Think about it. This shaila happens all the time. Say somebody dies in New York, so all the relatives are here. Then some of the relatives get on the plane to escort the body to Eretz Yisrael, and some stay behind. So those who stay behind obviously start right then and there. That's not a shaila. Those who are escorting are definitely not starting yet because they're still participating in the kvura. Now they get to Eretz Yisrael. It's either the next day. Sometimes halachically it's ready the following day, depending on when the kvura is going to be. Sometimes it's the following night. Sometimes the Shabbos gets mixed in. Sometimes the Yom Tov gets in. You have a lot of complicated scenarios here. And sometimes you have a situation where one group of Avelim started early, and now the next group of Avelim are starting later. If the second set of Avelim who go to Eretz Yisrael will stay in Eretz Yisrael, then it's also not a Shaila. They continue the count according to their count and finish. And that's 99% of the time, that's not what happens. Usually they come and return back in the middle of Shiva. Well, the question is, now what do you do? Now when the second set of Avelim come and return back to the original group, now they want to continue Shiva. What number day are they up to? So if they come back and join the original group, and the original group is up to day, whatever, day X, so then the question is the new group up to day X, or is the new group up to day X minus whatever days they haven't yet observed? So what day does the new group link up to? Do they become bottled to the original group, and they all get up from Shiva together? Or do we say no, that each group has their own counting of Shiva? So the Gemara seems to say that in this particular case, some of the other conditions that we mentioned before don't really make a difference. The Bavi Makom Karov is totally irrelevant because here they knew about it all along. They were mamish there at the time of the Misa. Gol Habayis doesn't seem to play a role either. That's what the Gemara seems to say. The only thing that seems to matter is when they return. So the Gemara says if they return within the first 3 days, then they become batal to the first group. If they return after the 3 days, then they have to continue on their own count. So the question is, what do we do with that piece of information, that demarcation of 3 days? The problem with this line of the Gemara is that demarcation of 3 days doesn't seem to be correct lahalacha, because that seems to have been part of the first sugya, the machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. Where is the line of demarcation in the first case? Namely, do we say that the first 3 days are really the main part of Avelos, and the only time you can become batal to somebody's count is if you return within those 3 days? Do we really insist on the 3 day line? Or do we say, no, we possibly could be Shimon 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. As long as the Shiva is not yet over, there's no difference between the third day and the sixth day. So it becomes a little bit strange because here the Gemara brings back to life this whole story of the 3 days. We just said before, halacha kedivri hamekel ba'avil, that we don't really care about the 3 day number. And now the Gemara seems to be saying, yes, we do care about it. So what do you do with that piece of information? So there's a 3 way machlekes rishonim, what to do with that phenomena that we thought we rejected the 3 day number, and now we're bringing it back to life. So come one group of Rishonim, the Rambam, as Beis Yosef quotes, claiming the shittus of Rambam is, that the Rambam was so bothered with this kasha, that the Gemara says that 3 days play such a role, the Rambam took one look at this Gemara and said, it's impossible. 3 days cannot be the line of demarcation. I, the Gemara, said it. It must be that this line in the Gemara is shalokei halacha. And therefore the Rambam says that not only is this line shalokei halacha, this whole sugya shalokei halacha. This sugya is not regular conventional halacha, says the Rambam. The Gemara was discussing this phenomena within that sheet of the Rabbanan, that 3 days is important. Once the halacha, we have rejected the magic number 3 days, then the whole sugya goes by the wayside. Therefore, says the Rambam, if the sugya goes by the wayside, if it doesn't exist, so then what is the halacha? So what's the din halacha l'mayis according to the Rambam? If you have one group of Avelim who are staying behind, and one group who are going to Eretz Yisrael, the ones who are staying behind start counting from the moment that they turn back from the airport. The group that's going to Eretz Yisrael starts counting from the moment of Kfura. Even though the group that went to Eretz Yisrael comes back to physically rejoin the first group, physically they're sitting with them, but not halachically. Each one on their own cheshbon, each one on their own count. So the first group are up to day 5, and the second group when they return are up to day 2, and it doesn't make a difference. Rambam says that this whole sugya about going to Eretz Yisrael and returning to Eretz Yisrael and becoming part of somebody's count doesn't exist in halacha. So it's each man for themselves, each family member for their own count. Nothing, there's no way whatsoever to rejoin the original count. That's how the Rambam, the way the Shulchan Aruch at least sizes up the Rambam Shita. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says that the number 3 is critical. We rejected the number 3. We rejected the number 3 in the first sugya, in the first case, where the person didn't know about it in the first place. But in the case where the person knew about it, so somehow the number 3 comes back to life. So no one's exactly sure why that makes a difference. That's Shitas HaTosus. And the third sheet is the Ramban. The Ramban says the question is so powerful. Why does the number 3 play a role here? Who cares about the 3 days? We don't pass like the 3 days. So the Ramban says, you're right. We don't pass like the 3 days. The Gemara said the 3 days, but that was according to the view of the Chachamim. The way we follow the halacha, the view of Rabbi Shimon, that as long as you join up within the 7 days, that's also okay. That's how we're going to paskin in this case as well. So Idochinami says the Ramban, we accept the basic structure of this sugya, but we hold the halacha that as long as the second group of Avelim return any time within Shiva, that's also sufficient. They can also join up to the original group.
Did you say Tosus?
Yeah, Tosus says that when the Gemara says that it's important when they return, within 3 days or after 3 days, that's true even la halacha for us. The Gemara, in the previous sugya said halacha Rabbi Shimon, that we don't follow the 3 days. That was a different case. That was in the case where the relatives didn't know what was going on. But when the relatives know what's going on, then the 3 days plays a role, which again, it's hard to understand why that should be so. So when the dust settles according to the Ramban, what the halacha means is as follows. One group of Avelim start when they leave the airport. The next group of Avelim go along to Eretz Yisrael. They start the time of Kfura. If and when they return back, they automatically become bottled to the first count, no matter when they return back. Whether they return back on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or the beginning of 7. As long as the Shiva is still going, they become bottled to the original count. All the regular rules that were necessary in the first Sugya do not apply. The Din of Makom Karv is irrelevant. The Din of Gav Habayis is irrelevant. Nothing matters. Because says the Ramban, since they were part of the original Misa, they were the Abishas Misa, so they become basically part of the original group, as long as they return. As long as they show their faces sometime within Shiva, then they automatically shave off whatever days that they lost along the way. They automatically become bottle and part of the original camp. So now we have three different approaches, and we've shown them how would this play out L'maisa. Loch L'maisa. Somebody dies in New York, they're taken off to Eretz Yisrael. Some relatives stay behind, some relatives escort the body. Those who stay behind for sure start now. Those who go along for sure do not start now. When those who went along return, do they become part of the original group or not? So if you follow the view of the Rambam, then they do not become part of the original group, ever. According to the view of Tosfos, if they return within 3 days, they do. If not, not. And according to the Ramban, no matter when they return, as long as they come back before the beginning of day 7, that would be okay. How do we paskin lahalacha on the shayla? Well, depends who you ask. It's a three-way machlokas team. The Rambam, Tosfos, and the Ramban. It's a three-way machlokas on the page in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, not surprisingly, quotes the Shittas of Rambam. The Ramah, not surprisingly, quotes the Shittas of Tosfos. And the Shach claims that lahalacha we follow the Ramban. So there are different opinions lahalacha, and there are different opinions actually within our community itself. There were some Rabbanim within our community who have the tradition from Moshe held, and Moshe said we should follow the Shulchan Aruch, follow the Rambam. This whole thing doesn't exist, says Rav Moshe. So therefore, anytime you have people going to Eretz Yisrael and coming back, each man for themselves, each family member on their own, everybody counts their own count, and therefore you have this phenomena of some people getting it from Shiva before other people getting it from Shiva. According to the Rambam, there's nothing wrong with that. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that's perfectly okay. You have different people having different counts, and there's discrepancies. One day, one group is getting up day one, one group is getting up day two, day three. It doesn't make a difference. And many other Rabbanim, Paskin, Lalocha, like the Shach, usually for us, the Ramah is not going to really be that relevant. Usually the relatives do return within the 3 days. Usually they turn right around and come back, unless it's the Shabbos in the middle, something that throws things off. But according to the view of the Shach, which other Rabbanim Paskin like, if you follow the view of the Shach, it doesn't matter when the relatives come back. As long as they come back before the beginning of the 7th day, then they do become bottled to the original count. So that's why you have many Rabbanim who, within our community, who Paskin, that even though they started off on different counts, but when they return, so then they return together to resume the same count.
I was going to say, I know you've said it a couple of times, that cut off a bias has nothing to do with this thing, but there seems to be, at least for me, a misconception, because a lot of people always ask, you know, where's the secret person?
Yeah, so that according to most poskim, that's an irrelevant question. That question is only a relevant question, the Gadol HaBayis is only important to know in the first scenario. In the first scenario, never happens, Benzali. Right. That's what the long shach in Hilchos Avelos that points out that it does make a difference from the way the Ramban and Tosfos read the Gemara. So in this second case, it doesn't really matter where the Gadol HaBayis is. As long as there's a other that remains behind. Anyway, Paskins, I tell people to follow the Shach. Halach didn't make a bubble that you can shave off the days of Avelos. As long as they're coming back and joining up, that's fine. But even according to the Mekilim, who say that you can join up to the person can join up to the original count, a few things have to be present. Be careful about a couple of things. Number one, many Paskim question. Maybe one could argue that the only time that you can come back and join the original Avelim, that's if you didn't actually start your own count somewhere else. Let's say a guy starts the sit Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, and then he decides in the middle of Shiva he's going to come back to America. So he already started, he's already up to day one. Now you're going to tell he jumps from day one to day five, then that doesn't sit right. If he comes back and he never really sat Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, then he can come and join the original group. But if he sits Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, maybe this whole thing doesn't apply. So that's a question whether that distinction applies or not. But even assuming that distinction applies, many posts can point out that distinction only makes sense if the person mamish sits Shiva. This is mamish. He has there's a base oval there, and he mamish is sitting for a day and a real significant amount. What usually happens today is that the oval goes to Eretz Yisrael. They bury the mace in the afternoon, and he's trying to hop back on the 1 a.m. flight. What's he going to do for the next 6 hours? So usually there's a brother, there's a cousin, there's somebody who sets up a little quasi-base oval. He sits Shiva for 2-3 hours in Eretz Yisrael. So many puzzles say, that's not called being kaveya, a makom for Shiva. That's just, you're in transit. So the person's in transit, so he hasn't really sat down. He hasn't really started off his mamish official Shiva yet. So then when he comes back to his relatives the next morning, he flies back and he arrives back 6 in the morning, so then he just joins up with the base oval, and then he can, according to the Shach and the Ramban, he can just continue on the count, whatever number day they're up to. But let's say, not like that, sometimes you have a person who Lamish wants to sit Shiva in Eretz Yisrael. He has people close to an Eretz Yisrael. So he stays in Eretz Yisrael for 2 days. So his Lamish is sitting Shiva in Eretz Yisrael. Then he wants to come back to America for the last 3 days. So there, I would be much more weary to say that he joins up the original count. There, many folks can question, how could you guy jump from, he's up to day 3, now he's going to jump into day 6. That doesn't make any sense. If he hasn't started yet, he hasn't officially been Kaveya's base oval yet, so then you can say he becomes Bottle, becomes part of the original count. But if he already started, so then not. So over the difference between starting and not starting, the modern day application is, if he's just waiting a few hours to get back on a plane, that's probably not called actually starting. If he's just sitting there and sleeping over, and he has an apartment, and he's sitting in Kviyas for 1 or 2 days, so then I would be much more weary to say that he can actually join up the original Avelis.
So what would you do then if Shabbos doesn't interfere with that account. I mean, and the person has no intention of sitting Shiva in Israel.
But the Maisa got stuck there. Yeah, one could argue that that's also called transit. That means he's stuck. What are you going to do? Shabbos came. It's honest. But he wasn't really sitting Shiva. Especially Shabbos, he's not literally sitting Shiva in Shabbos anyway. So I would say he probably becomes Bottle. Then you have other nuances in terms of this halacha. Like the post can point out that the only time that this halacha is true is if the Avelim come back and they join up with their first group of Avelim immediately. So we have to be careful that if the Avelim really go off to Eretz Yisrael and they come back and they want to link up with the Avelim who are sitting behind, so they have to join their Beis Avel. Sometimes people are sitting in different Beis Avels. So let's say the Avelim who are staying behind, they're sitting Shiva in New York. And now the Avelim who are coming back to Eretz Yisrael are not even going to come to New York. They're flying straight to Chicago. So they're not going to even join up with the original Avelim. So then they don't become bottled to the count. You don't become bottled to a count of somebody you're not sitting Shiva with. It means you come bottled to the count if you join into their Beis Avel. So you become now tuffled to their Avelim's count. So the only time that this halacha will play out is if they walk in and they find the original Avelim are there and they're coming and joining them physically in the same Beis Avel, then the halacha will apply. We had a Shaila once about the following situation. We had one of the Avelim who was left behind probably wasn't really chayv and available. The person wasn't really aware of what was going on. I mean, they were theoretically sitting, quote-unquote, sitting Shiva, but lamaisa, the person was suffering from dementia. They didn't really understand what was happening. And they were, quote-unquote, they were the oval that was staying behind. So it's very hard to justify becoming bottle to that person's count. The idea of becoming bottle to someone's count is that if there's someone being noyeg halachically avelus, so then whoever joins that avelus, then as long as they're coming back within the week, so they become bottle to that avelus. But if there's nobody halachically sitting Shiva, because the person who's quote unquote observing Shiva is not chayvin Shiva, they don't even know really what's going on, so it's very hard to justify that would be called the joining up an oval. So in that particular case, so it turned out in the end that that somebody else stayed behind also. One of the relatives who was well stayed behind also. So then I let the people who went to Eretz Yisrael become bottled to that person's count. But if they would have just left the elderly parent behind with somebody to take care of her or something, so even though she was technically in Shiva, but since she had no idea she was in Shiva, I didn't think that would be sufficient. The Shaila became a little bit of a complicated Shaila over here, because there were three potential times when this Avelis could have started. Because apparently what happened was that they had like a Levi at JFK, whatever it was, and it was like late in the afternoon, right before Shkia, and then the parent who was still alive wasn't well, so they basically took her away in the middle. She wasn't able to function properly, so they took her away in the middle of the Avelos. So somebody drove her back to her house, whatever, with her attendant back to where she was staying. So technically speaking, that person actually started the Shiva. Let's say it was a Monday. So that person technically started the Shiva on Monday because they had the Hachzaras Panim on Monday. But the rest of the Avelim didn't go back yet to the house. Some of the Avelim stayed to the end of the Levaya in JFK until the flight was going to take off. And then those Avelim that were staying behind then left. And those Avelim went off to Eretz Yisrael, they squatted to Eretz Yisrael. So you had theoretically three different counts now. Because the first person who left, Mibbe Odio, who left before Shkia, so they had Hachzaras Panim on Monday. The people who remained behind for their spadim at the airport, so they left Monday night, they went back to the house Monday night, which meant that their first day was really Tuesday. The Avelim went off to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't come back to America till Thursday, whatever it was. So which count, what's going on over here? So I thought over here that the first person who left went back on Monday afternoon. Their count literally doesn't count for anything. I mean, they're not chayv and mitzvahs. They don't understand what's going on. They weren't aware they were even sitting Shiva. The whole thing didn't make any sense. So for them to say that they're going to set the count, they're going to set the number day on the calendar for everybody else, I thought that wasn't correct. So, but the relative who turned back from the airport on Monday night, so I thought that was the first day of Shiva. So that started the count for all the subsequent avail. And then when the other avail returned on Wednesday morning, so I thought they became bottled to that count. So then I remember we had an interesting thing because they came back, I think whatever day of the week it was, let's say Wednesday morning, they came back. So that day was already technically day three of Avelis. If you think about it, because Monday night was the first day of Avelis, because the healthy relatives turned back on Monday night, so they started the Avelis kicking in. So the Wednesday was day two. I'm sorry. So Wednesday was already day two of Avelis, but the Kavura happened to have been on Tuesday night in Eretz Yisrael, so it was technically what's called Avel Yom Rishon. It was Aval Yom Rishon vis-a-vis Tfilin, because an Aval does it with Tfilin on the day of Yom Rishon, and we assume that Yom Rishon means the day of the Kvura. So it's a very bizarre case, because this is an Aval who's in the count of Shiva, he's up to day two, because he becomes Batal to his original relatives. But in terms of Hilchas Tfilin, he's still called technically an Aval Yom Rishon, because he's still, the Kvura is so close. Whenever the Kvura is so close, it just happened within that halachic day, he doesn't put on Tfilin. So that's what I told him. I said that you shouldn't put on Tfilin that morning. I said, even though you're up to day two of Avelus, but in terms of Hilchas Tfilin, you're still considered to be an Aval Yom Rishon. So there are a few people who didn't know what I was talking about. They thought those two Pesachim were contradictory. I said, that's not a contradiction at all. I said, they're two different areas of Hilchas Avelus. One is to figure out what day you're up to in terms of the count of Shiva, and one is this called the Ika Yom Yom Rishon vis-a-vis Hilchas Tfilin? The Pesachim write, that's not a stira. So you can be on day one and day two at the same time. So we found different people being on day one and day two. Now the same guy. The same guy is up to day one vis-a-vis Hilchas Tfilin, up to day two vis-a-vis the count of Shiva. So yeah, some of these shadows really the mice do happen. So upon him, the first case of the Gemara, the Avalu shows up in the middle, very unlikely. The second case where the Avelim are scored and come back, that's very, very common. And again, different shitas. So you've probably heard different psachim thrown around. The Shaila, I know within Tinek and Bergenfeld, I've seen different people doing different things, because there are different Rabbanim who have traditions to pask in different ways in this area. Okay, so.